Joining us live in studio this morning, a couple of ropers going to the National High School Finals Rodeo in a couple of weeks in Rock Springs. That's Case and Ryder Kerr, the brothers out of Star Valley. Congratulations, you guys. A second place finish at the Idaho State Finals a few weeks ago. And this has been a big goal for you for a while, right, you guys, to qualify for Nationals? Tell us about that goal.
Right, yeah. It's been a big deal for us to do good at state, to qualify for Nationals, and this year we had a rough steer on the first steer, but then we came around and put it all together to come out second.
Yeah, it was been a goal for us for a while now, and yeah, we got it. So,
guys, obviously you come from a rodeo household. Let's talk about that, kind of growing up with that in your DNA and your parents and that whole thing, and how you've been able to kind of develop these skills over the course of growing up.
Right, yeah, we've just been roping ever since we were little, and I think roping together is a big advantage for us because we've been roping together as long as we could remember and just don't know anything different.
Yeah, and we got parents that we can look up to, and they've been doing it while we were growing up, so.
We had a photographer that was at the Idaho State Finals taking pictures for us, and took a few shots of you guys, and when he sent me those pictures, he was like, all these guys want to do is rope. He was talking to your parents, and he's like, it's all they want to do. It's who you guys are. Maybe speak to that a little bit, because for people that maybe aren't in that lifestyle, like, they don't quite get it. Talk about what it means to be a roper to you guys.
Yeah, I mean, just if you want to be the best, you got to always be doing it, always be practicing.
And just fall in love with what you like doing. Yeah.
Let's talk about how this translates into what you guys do during the normal week, and obviously the competing at the rodeo. That's the event we're talking about. But obviously, you guys are doing some stuff. It's a lifestyle. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Yeah. So our days usually contain us going to work and then coming back and just practicing or open.
How many hours, Ryder, do you guys practice? Whether you call it practice or not, like, how many hours a day are you roping?
Most two or three, but some a lot more.
Every day?
Yeah.
On average. And some of it practice, some of it just doing what you do, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Case and Ryder Kerr in studio this morning. Let's chat more about the high school season, because it's a kind of a fall-spring thing combined over here on the western side of the state. You're in the Idaho circuit just because you don't want to travel to Sheridan and Gillette every weekend for some reason. I don't know why. You'd rather go to Montpelier. How does it all work out for someone that's not in that high school rodeo world? Maybe walk us through how the season progresses and what you guys do.
So, yeah, we start in the fall, and then we have six rodeos in the fall, and then we take a break over the winter and come back, and we have like 10 or 11 more rodeos in the spring. And if you're in the top six of your district, you go to state, and then they take the top four of state to go to Nationals.
So that's another element, obviously, we always talk about. That's why you're there, but there's still plenty of travel. Let's talk about that, and who puts together the travel playlist of you two?
Usually my brother, Ryder.
Yeah.
Ryder's the music man.
So, yeah. Ryder, what are some necessary tunes that got to be on the playlist? Not to put you on the spot.
Don't know.
Not put you on the spot, but you're on the spot.
But you're on the spot. Yeah.
That's fun. Ryder and Case Kerr this morning in studio today. The National Finals. Walk us through how that works. Multiple rounds. Ryder, let's start with you on this one. How does it go down at the finals?
Yeah, so there's two goes and six performances in each round. And so you rope your first two steers, and if you get good enough times, you'll come back in the short go.
So this is taking place in Rock Springs. Obviously, the Nationals can be anywhere. It just happens to be pretty close. It's going to be at the Sweetwater Events Complex. Have you guys competed in this venue before?
We have not, so it's going to be a first time. Be a cool experience for sure.
And over the course of, you know, placing at the Idaho State Finals and the other circuit, What are some of the goals? What are some of the times? Maybe some of the other teams that you're looking at going, they're going to be right there. We got to try and beat these guys. You know, what are some of those thoughts as you head into it?
Yeah, like the team that beat us in Idaho, they're strong for sure. And then Wyoming and Utah have some pretty tough teams, so we're going to have to be on the top of our game for sure.
you weren't the only two brothers from Star Valley that were competing this year. Of course, the Hilton brothers were right up there with you guys most of the year. That was kind of a fun rivalry between the two of you throughout the high school part of the season, right?
Yeah, for sure. They pushed us to be better, and I think we pushed them to be better. So it was fun to have some competition. Yeah.
Didn't quite go their way as they were hoping at the state. But so let's see. Case, I believe, no, Ryder's the header, yeah. Right? Case is the healer. Which one's harder?
I'd say healing, but I don't know for sure.
Yeah, probably.
Can you do both? Are you interchangeable? So why did you settle on those roles? I mean, how does that work?
I mean, ever since we were little, Ryder always just wanted to head steers, and I've always wanted to heal them, so it just worked out that way.
What? Obviously, growing up in a rodeo family and having siblings, when you're running around... my family wasn't even a rodeo family, and I know I got roped and pulled to the ground. So talk about some of those things in the household. Sort of like being a wrestler, I think. If you're a rodeoer, you're just always kind of doing those things.
Yeah, there's always a rope.
Yeah. Does Papa Hank still get roped every once in a while?
Yeah, sometimes.
Probably not as much as probably not as much as they want, right?
Yeah.
Does Papa Hank still rope you guys every once in a while? That's the big question, right? Yeah. What does it take to qualify for national finals? You guys have obviously put in the work. If someone's just starting to get into it, regardless whether it's roping or riding or whatever event they may be participating in, what does it take to qualify?
Yeah, it just takes dedication, and you have to put in the work, and yeah.
So how many days do you guys expect to be there? I mean, as far as the, obviously you'd like to be there for the duration, but kind of talk to us about what you're planning for and how the community can maybe help if they want.
We'll probably stay there the whole week and just hang, be around it and watch the competition and stuff.
Very cool. That's Case and Ryder Kerr in studio this morning, qualifying for the National High School Finals Rodeo happening in Rock Springs, July 14th through the 20th. Anything special you guys do to get ready for a big competition like this, or is it just the normal daily stuff?
Just keep practicing.
Stay focused, yeah.
Keep going.
All right.
Yep. Okay. That's Case and Ryder Kerr in studio. You guys, thank you very much. Appreciate it. Good luck.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you.
Yep, it's all part of the weekday wake up this morning and First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday.